The push-up challenge kicks off this week, running from the 3rd to the 26th of June to raise awareness for better mental health across Australia. Participants aim to complete 3,307 push-ups over 24 days, representing the number of lives lost to suicide in 2024. The Wire's John King spoke with Jackie Thompson-Bennett from Headspace Greensboro to look at the challenge and the state of youth mental health.
The push-up challenge raises money for the Push for Better Foundation, Lifeline and Headspace, supporting better mental health and suicide early intervention and prevention. Headspace centres act as a one-stop shop for young people who need help with mental health, physical health, including sexual health, alcohol and other drugs, or work and study support. Jackie Thompson-Bennett is the service manager at Headspace Greensboro and Plenty Valley.
2 in 5 young people in Australia experience a mental health issue each year, and suicide remains the leading cause of death for the 12 to 25-year-old age group. From what you're seeing, what's driving young people through your door at the moment?
Unfortunately, relationships at school are always an issue. We do have a lot of young people that have school refusal and struggle to go to school. It's a huge thing. It's always been an issue, but it's been more so in recent years. To be honest, a lot of family violence, and that goes across all areas. Unfortunately, we've had a lot of young people who have had a lot of loss with parents passed, or one parent or both, which shocked me, actually, to see so many young people not have those significant adults in their life. And stress from school, stress from uni, stress from not having a job, all those things.
Headspace is one of the 3 beneficiaries of the Push-Up Challenge, uh-huh. Lifeline and Push for Better Foundation, the other 2. How does fundraising through events like this actually translate into services at a centre like Greensboro?
We like to run groups, and we do have one group at the moment that's been running now since 2022, and that's our autism art group. We've got a 12 to 17-year-old group, and we've got a 16 to 25-year-old group. Now, to run these groups, we do need materials, so we need to be able to keep filling that up. So fundraising helps us do this. One of the reasons we like to have groups and the feedback from young people, especially now since COVID, and also with social media and everything that's going on, a lot of young people have been isolated and are unable to make face-to-face friendships. Coming to a group that's planned and has a set activity or an activity that they decide they'd like to be part in, this gives them a chance to meet other people. And in these groups, especially Autism Art Group, we've actually seen friendships come out of these. So it's really important. And groups is a big part of what we need funding for. We do a lot of community engagement, preventative work in the community. And at times we need different tools that we can give to the community so they know who we are. They know to reach out if they need to. It could be a fidget toy that gives some purpose that they can take with them, but it's got our name on it. Then they remember that they can contact Headspace. It's all around our groups and community engagement preventative work that we like to raise this money.
For the push-up challenge, 96% of participants say their mood improved after taking part. From a clinical perspective, what's the connection between physical activity and mental well-being?
You're talking my language. I absolutely love physical exercise myself. One of the things that we know for mental health is exercise is important. And I know some people go, oh, I don't want to do that, boring. You've got to find something you like. And with the push-up challenge, you don't have to do the push-ups if you can't do them. You can do whatever exercise you want to replace for it. I'm going to do squats because I can't do push-ups to save my life. I'm going to use weights, and I also tap dance. So I'm going to be doing that as part of it. You could be someone who wants to do a certain amount of steps each day as part of your challenge for the 3 weeks, but it might hopefully also motivate people to continue with exercise because 90% of Australians don't do enough exercise. They might be doing it, but they're not doing enough for themselves. So this is an opportunity not only to raise money for youth mental health, but it's also an opportunity to do something for your own mental health, get out there and exercise, and it also helps your physical health as well. But I can tell you, mental health, it does a lot.
Registration for the push-up challenge is free at thepushupchallenge.com.au.
They go to the website, and then as you register, it'll actually give you a drop-down box on who you want to raise money for. And you can say Headspace if it's us, and then you go down and then you find our centre, which is Greensboro. And then pretty much you register that you're going to do your push-up challenge and whatever exercise you like in those 3 weeks and start raising money. And you can do it in a group too. You don't have to just do it as a single person. You might decide as a group with your friends, hey, let's all do it together and keep each other honest with it and raise money. Or if you really don't want to take part, you can also just donate.
Head to headspace.org.au to find your local Headspace location and a stack of free resources about youth mental health. And for any young person aged 12 to 25 who's not doing okay right now, what's the simplest first step to reach Headspace?
You can have someone else refer for you. It could be a teacher, your parent, it could be even a friend. If you're a bit worried about first reaching out, I love that we can provide a very supportive place that young people can come to from the minute they walk in the door until they leave. And it's great to get some of the feedback we do from young people who feel they can move on through life with getting support around their mental health, which is so important because they've got a whole life ahead of them. And if they can get some of the great tools earlier on, that a lot of us never got to do when we were younger. We didn't have services like this. So they can actually now get those tools and move forward in life. The other thing to be aware of, there's also eHeadspace, which is an online forum, as well as you can ring them after hours from 3 till 10 at night.
That was Jackie Thompson-Bennetts from Headspace Greensboro, speaking with Inner FM's John King in Melbourne. If you or someone you know is struggling with mental health, support is always available. You can call Lifeline on 13 11 14 or visit headspace.org.au. Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander listeners can also reach out to 13 Yarn on 13 92 76.